Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Teen Health Matters podcast. This was started through the Howard County Health Department, and my name is Kayla Blasher. I am the Youth Suicide Prevention Coordinator and Behavioral Health Navigator at the Health Department. And today we have our three student interns, and I'll allow them to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Greta Michaels, and I'm a student at Mount Hebron.
Hi, I'm Carrie Silverstein, and I'm a student at Athelton High School.
My name is Megan Liu, and I go to River Hill High School.
So thank you guys so much for being here today. And these will be some of our interns that will be taking over the Teen Health Matters podcast from here through the end of the school year, which we're really excited to be picking this back up. But today we're going to talk about the Sources of Strength program. And all three of these interns and another one of our interns who couldn't make it today are all involved in this program, both for their internship and outside, just for personal experience. So we'll kind of give you guys a background on what Sources of Strength is.
So Sources of Strength is a best practice, strength-based mental health / suicide prevention organization. It focuses on individual and community strengths as opposed to stigma and negative information.
The goals of Sources of Strength is to prevent suicide, substance abuse, and bullying through sharing hope, help, and strength-based messages in the community.
And there have been evaluations conducted, and stats show that there's an increase in peer leaders' school engagement and connectedness to adults, and then there's an increase in positive perceptions of adult support for struggling youth and the acceptability of seeking help.
So this program is nationally recognized. It's in several counties. So in Carroll County, it's in the school system. In Montgomery County, it's also in the schools. But through the health department, we decided to launch it as a community-based model. And we have students represented from each public high school in the county. So for each of you, what made you guys interested in the Sources of Strength program?
For me, I became interested in Sources of Strength because it talks about mental health and suicide prevention in high school students, which I feel it is a topic that isn't talked about enough in Howard County these days. And so I feel like Sources of Strength is a great way to start to break the negative stigma surrounding mental health.
Awesome. What about you guys, Carrie?
I agree with Greta too, but I also joined Sources of Strength because I thought it was a great opportunity to meet other people in the county who are passionate and interested about the same things that I am.
And I was actually part of the It's Okay to Ask campaign, which happened the year before Sources of Strength was a thing. And through that, I kind of met a lot of really cool people and kind of learned how to combat kind of the stigma against mental health, I guess, and figured out that reaching out to somebody is truly the best way to communicate and facilitate a better community.
Awesome. Thank you. And just some background for It's Okay to Ask. That was a campaign also launched through the health department to promote, you know, it's okay to ask for help and it's okay to ask for resources. But then the other way around is it's okay to reach out to someone if you're concerned for your friend or a peer, to reach out to them and ask them about their mental health, how they're doing, just having that check-in and that communication so then they can be linked to resources. So they kind of go hand in hand. So there are 8 different strengths on the wheel, and each one has a different category that talks not only about mental health in order to, you know, promote mental health, decrease the stigma, but it also just focuses on different strengths that someone may use to, you know, use as coping strategies or make it through difficult times. So we'll explain the 8 different strengths.
So 2 of the strengths on the wheel are family support and positive friends. And essentially what this means is with family support, you have people and relatives around you, not necessarily even blood relatives, but people who you would consider your family who are there to support you and have your back. And same thing with positive friends, people who are just there to keep you up and just be there for you and make you stronger.
So generosity is kind of about acts of kindness towards others, if it's big or small. And then spirituality is more about gratitude and thankfulness. But I think the two are kind of intertwined together because they're both about giving and receiving.
And I think that mentors definitely goes along with family support and positive friends in that it's somebody who's always there to help you and give you advice. Only in mentors, it's usually an experienced adult that you interact with on a regular basis, can be a teacher or a coach or a spiritual leader. And for healthy activities, I definitely hope that everybody has those in their life. And it's something for you to de-stress and kind of think about why you do the things you do on an everyday basis.
And the other 2 strengths are medical access and mental health. And these kind of go hand in hand because we want to treat mental health and physical health as equally important. So having that access to medical treatment, whether it is physical or mental, and then focusing on your mental health can really, you know, it balances out. So if your mental health is kind of out of whack, then also your physical health may be having some issues as well, and vice versa. So those two are definitely important to kind of channel in your strengths and focus on getting the appropriate treatment you need or the appropriate check-ins. I want to point out something that you said about positive friends, which is really important. And one of our other peer leaders mentioned that quality is better than quantity when it comes to positive friends. And that really stuck, because in high school you think, you know, oh, how many followers do I have? How many friends do I have? But it's really about the quality of friends that's really important. And that was a good focus for one of the strengths. So which of these eight strengths, so family support, positive friends, mentors, healthy activities, generosity, spirituality, medical access, and mental health, which strength is most prominent or prevalent for you and why? So Greta?
For me, healthy activities and mental health are definitely the most important in my life specifically. For me, these two go hand in hand because when I'm feeling stressed out or upset or just anxious in general, I will participate in healthy activities, like whether that be like working out and doing yoga or going for a run or anything like that. It just helps me calm down and kind of like build up some adrenaline and just go back to normal and kind of forget about my worries.
I think I'm both strong in family support and positive friends. I really value having close and strong connections with other people in my life, and I think it's important to have people to rely on and to talk to and people that I can trust in my life.
Right, and they don't just have to be, like Greta said earlier, is your family doesn't have to be your biological family. Like maybe some positive friends you consider to be your family as well.
Yeah, and I think for me, definitely family support and also mentors. I know that for a lot of seniors out there, they're going through college applications, and it's definitely a really stressful time for both the student and the family and all the teachers involved. And so I know that I find strength in relying on my family to kind of give me comfort when things don't go my way and kind of celebrate with me when things do. And for mentors, I'm always thankful for them for giving me advice, editing my essays, kind of helping me through the process and kind of making sure that I'm still healthy physically and mentally going through kind of school and everything else.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mentors is such a great strength, and it's such a relevant protective factor in both mental health and suicide prevention. It's actually one of the most important protective factors is having that positive adult or a trusted adult in your life that you can go to, that you can talk to just about anything. You can share what you're stressed about. You can go to them for advice or for comfort. That's a really important protective factor in both mental health and just well-being. So I encourage everyone to just identify maybe one trusted adult, whether it be your mentor, your sports coach, a parent, teacher, any adult in your life that shows as a great support for you. So going along with that, what are meetings like? You guys are all involved in Sources of Strength, and you guys participate in the internship program, and you've kind of been also behind the scenes and planning for Sources of Strength, which has been such a great help. This is the first year that we're launching Sources of Strength in the county, so having your support has been really beneficial and really helpful to Colleen and I in planning for this and making it successful. So what are meetings like for you? What do you like about meetings, and what keeps you coming back, and what do you hope for? That's lots of questions. You guys can pick some or just talk about what you like for the experience.
So for me, meetings are honestly like just fun. I always like leave the meetings kind of like in a good mood, and just like if I had a bad day before and I go to the meetings and we like play a game or have a good conversation, like I always leave the meetings like feeling like relaxed and like I just took like a deep breath. Like I just feel like worries are kind of have been like lifted off me. And recently we've been working on Sources of Strength implementation into the community. So that's been like fun to get to brainstorm new ideas for how I can get other people to be involved in an organization that I'm so passionate about.
I love attending the meetings and meeting new people. I love hearing other people's stories and sharing some of my own. I think it's a great way to just connect with other people that you might have not necessarily even met without going to Sources of Strength meetings.
And kind of adding on to that, Sources of Strength is definitely a super inclusive environment.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. Everybody feels kind of free to talk about kind of their problems or the things that are on their mind without kind of having their school environment or the people that know them or people who are judging them, I guess, on a daily basis around them. And I think it's really important that kind of we learn but also share our own experiences in order to kind of create like a collaborative environment for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Carrie was saying, how she was saying, you meet people who you might not have necessarily met, like if you didn't join the organization. So like when you were saying you get to kind of talk about things that people who you like actually know and go to school with, like you get to talk about these things that they're not going to hear, and you just feel like you're in a safe environment and kind of can talk about whatever.
And it's great to have these different lessons built in the Sources of Strength program. So during one of the first meetings, we talked about empathy versus sympathy and then had a discussion around what does that look like? When have you shown empathy, or how can you show empathy instead of sympathy? Empathy is more of meeting people where they're at and being on their level. Sympathy is just kind of having compassion for them, but at a surface level. Empathy is kind of going deeper into that. And then we had a discussion based around that. Another meeting, we talked about the stigma around mental health and have you felt stigmatized? Was there a time where you were implementing stigma on someone and how you caught yourself from that? And then in future times, we'll be talking about, you know, different seasons and also just how to share your story and then how to identify warning signs and risk factors of suicide. So with the meetings, there comes a lesson and then a discussion group. And I really think the discussion portions are beneficial because it does give you that time to meet other people, not only that you haven't talked to before, but just on a deeper level as well. So you might be an acquaintance with someone, but then you get to really know them on a deeper level in these discussions. And that's really cool, not only for those in your school, but then others in the county as well. So Greta talked about that we're going to be implementing different activities in the community and the school coming up in the next couple of months. But what do you guys hope for in your community, or what is a message that you really want to share with your school and your community and your friends?
For me, I kind of just want to be able to share that there's always somebody there to talk to. I feel like a lot of kids who do have suicidal ideations just feel like they don't have anybody to talk to. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like anyone should ever feel that way, whether it is a mentor or it's positive friends or family support. I think being able to create awareness around Sources of Strength lets kids know that there is always going to be people out there who are there for them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even matter if you know them very well or not, like we were saying. Like, you get to know them eventually, but there's always going to be someone there for you.
Mm-hmm. I'd really like to reduce the stigma about talking about mental health. I think that you should just get the conversation going, and it's important, and it's just as important as physical health. Mm-hmm. I think that it should be more normalized at school.
I think at my school, it's funny because it's almost kind of a competition about how bad people's mental health is. Mm-hmm. When somebody's like, oh, I got 4 hours of sleep last night, and the person next to them will be like, really? Like, I only got one, so like, stop whining. It's no big deal. But I think to the people in my school and also in the community around me, I think it's important to take care of yourself and also talk to other people about your problems instead of like diminishing other people's problems, trying to make yourself feel kind of like better, because I think it's always better in when you're working together in a collaborative environment rather than trying to pit one against the other.
And that's the great thing about Sources of Strength, is it builds this community that knows the importance of mental health and treating it like physical health and taking care of your mental health and practicing coping strategies and reaching out to an adult or a counselor or even just talking to one of your friends about it. Some of my friends, since I talk about mental health and suicide prevention pretty often, my friends know how stressful that can be, and they'll check up on me if I have a presentation. So they'll ask how it went, how I'm doing, because I know it is a touchy subject to talk about. And so the point of, you know, doing all of these different presentations and outreach is to decrease the stigma and just have people more comfortable with talking about mental health, and it's not something that they should be ashamed of.
Yeah, and I think, like, at the last meeting, I actually had a conversation with one of the members, and she was telling me that, like, at her school, it's kind of like a joke if you actually care about mental health. Like, people are like, oh, you're weird if you care about mental health, or, oh, that's not, like, cool, or something like that. And she's like, we've tried so hard to kind of break the stigma and implement different activities, but nobody cares because they're just like, nobody cares about mental health. And she's like, it's so nice to be able to come to this group where everyone cares about it and takes it seriously, because it is so serious. And I think at certain schools, it's just kind of like swept under the rug and people just don't care about it.
And the thing is, like, everyone has mental health. Yeah. Not everyone has a mental illness or a mental health condition, but everyone has mental health.
Whether you're happy all the time or not, that's still your mental health.
Right, exactly. Like, just like we all, like, when people think physical health, they think strength, they think exercise. But when people think mental health, they think disease, they think sadness, they think something's wrong with you.
Yeah, but you're crazy.
Right? Like, hate that word. I hate the word crazy. But yeah, mental health, again, it's positive. You want to take care of your mental health, again, just as your physical health.
It's almost shameful to say, like, oh, I have anxiety or something like that. But people are like, oh, like, it's like a disease or contagious or something.
Yeah, people think there's something wrong with
you. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. And people throw around the word anxious and anxiety all the time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm having a panic attack or I'm so anxious.
Yeah. But then when you actually joke about it.
Yeah, but then if you actually say, like, I have diagnosed anxiety, it's like,
really? Like,
back away. Way, you're contagious.
And OCD, like, too. That's that's a big one.
Yeah, people say, oh, I'm so OCD. And it's like, okay, very different things.
Like, you guys can be particular or want things in a certain order. But again, there's a difference between, you know, experiencing symptoms or what they think is a symptom versus,
like, wanting something to be a certain way and needing it to be a certain way are two very different things.
Right? And that's the importance of the mental health and medical access point is, if you are concerned or if you do think that you're experiencing some symptoms, you can go ask your primary care doctor and then go see a therapist or a psychiatrist to find out, you know, why you are the way you are. That's why a lot of people get into psychology is because they want to learn more about themselves and about others.
And I've noticed, like, on the college tours that I've gone to, a lot of them have, like, different, I guess,
counseling
kind of, like, counseling, but, like, for... Like I guess, like, they have a doctor's office or whatever if you get, like, sick or something like that. But then they also have counseling for, like, mental health if you're anxious, if you're depressed. And so I think, like, recently there's been a lot more awareness and kind of, like, resources for mental health. And that's happening in colleges, I'm seeing a lot. But, like, at school, you go to the nurse's office if you're sick. You don't go to the nurse's office if you're, like, feeling sad or whatever.
It's, like, deal with it.
Yeah, and like you were saying, it's just as important as physical health. And it's, like, yeah, if you go to health class, all of it is about don't become obese or eat right or different things like that. And it's, like, okay, but what about the mental health side? Yeah. Like, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, all of that is just touched so briefly, and then you move on.
Yeah.
But that's the really good thing about school counselors as well, is all the counselors at your school have this understanding of mental health, and they're there for you to go to and talk to if you have a problem. When I was in high school, I would either go talk to my school counselor or a teacher that I was really close with. Since, you know, you're with teachers every day, you may be with your school counselor less often. So for me, when I was in high school, one of my teachers knew me better than my school counselor. So if I ever was stressing about something, whether it be an assignment or just life, I would tell them about it, like, what's going on. And then they were really understanding, and they're also really passionate about mental health. And so they understood and really took the time to, you know, validate my feelings, to show support. If they could support in any way, either, you know, if I needed an extra day on an assignment or if I just needed to relax in class or something. They were very understanding of that. You know, if you just talk to them, they'll be understanding. And I think that the schools have come a long way with that. So the school counselors have been trained in mental health with the signs of suicide curriculum. That's in a few of the grades in middle school and I think freshman year. Ninth grade?
Yeah.
So the staff are trained in that. They know mental health, and also the health teachers are also trained, which is really
definitely
great.
Since my freshman year, I've seen more, I guess, awareness or conversation about mental health and suicide. But, like, my freshman year, that's when I took health. Like, I remember it was, like, not really talked about at all. But my health teacher, who I actually have a really close relationship with, went out of her way to have a speaker from NAMI come and talk about their personal experience. And it's not necessarily in the curriculum, but she just wanted to be able to say, hey, listen, this is, like, a person's real world experience. Why don't you, like, kind of step out of, I guess, your, out of your, like, beliefs or something like that, so you can understand, like, where somebody else is coming from if you've never, like, had an experience with a mental health. So that was really cool. And I feel like all schools, all health classes should have that, and even more than just one speaker, because so many kids don't get exposure to that, especially if you grow up in a family that doesn't really talk about mental health. So I think it's important for
people to just have exposure to that and know that, like, it's okay to not, like, feel 100% all the time, because it's just part of being human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the whole purpose of Sources of Strength, is to share these messages with the community. Remember, messages of hope, help, and strength. Yeah. And showing that in the community and really advocating for mental health supports and awareness and education. So we definitely, since I've been in high school, definitely have come a long way in the supports. And there's a bunch of different ways that you can get involved with mental health advocacy. Like Greta mentioned, NAMI is the National Alliance of Mental Illness. They're a nonprofit organization, and they have an office located in Howard County. Grassroots Crisis Intervention Center, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Sources of Strength, we'll be looking for students for the next year. Again, this was our very first year, and we have a lot of students. We were expecting maybe 10 students, and here we have over 30, 40 active students that are all over Howard County, which is awesome. And it's a thrill to see, like, how passionate you guys are about sharing these messages. And I love meetings, because I get to see that passion once, twice a month, just in groups and also during your internship. And it's awesome to be able to see that and see the changes that are being made in the county. So Sources of Strength is definitely a way you guys can get involved, and we'll share some contact later. There's also an Active Minds program that are in half the schools, I think, in Howard County. It's really similar, but mainly focused on just mental health. And then there's Grassroots Crisis Intervention Center. So I'm going to be honest, when I was in high school, I had no idea what Grassroots was, didn't know what services they provided, who they were, what they did. But now when I go out and talk, it really brings me joy to know how many students know about Grassroots, what they do, how to get involved, what services they provide. It's really great, because they're such a great resource in Howard County, because not only are they a crisis service for, you know, homelessness or like substance use and counseling, they have a hotline, which is great. And it's they have a mobile crisis team as well, where if someone's in a crisis and needs someone to come out, they can go do that. Yeah. And it's such a great resource. Their services are free, and there's great ways to get involved and fundraise. And I know, Greta, you have some experience with that.
Yeah. So at my school, during Pi Week, which is March 14th, that whole week, our school sets up kind of different activities. They have speakers come from Grassroots or NAMI or different organizations. We also have mindful meditation sessions, yoga. I think we have a room that does like coloring mandalas and different things like that. So just the whole week is essentially focused on mental health, and you can get a pass from your teacher saying, I'm going to this presentation or I'm going to this room to just kind of like chill out. So that whole week really centers around that, and kids love it at my school, at least. We also raise money for Grassroots, and every first period collects money, change, etc. And then at the end of the week, whichever first period class raises the most money, they get to pie a teacher of their choice in the face.
Wow.
So it like ties in Pie Week. So we all really love that, and I think kind of the stuff that goes on during that week, we should expand and make that the whole year, because people really do love it, and getting those resources. Like, I think it would be great if we had maybe like 30 minutes a week if you wanted to go do like mindful meditation, or if you wanted to go do yoga, or you can get a pass and say, I'm going to go do this for 10 minutes just to kind of get a break and de-stress. So I think we could kind of like take the activities that happens in that week and stretch it over the span of the whole year.
Have you guys, Carrie and Megan, have you guys had experience with the Don't Do Nothing campaign or fundraising for Grassroots in your school? Do you know?
No, not in particular, but Grassroots is right next to Athelton, so we kind of partner with them a lot for a ton of stuff like that.
Awesome. Yeah, I know, so every year, and even in, I think, some middle schools and elementary schools, the Don't Do Nothing fundraising campaign for Grassroots is where, similar to the Pie Week, but they can raise money, they can advocate for mental health. The pieing your teacher sounds really fun.
Maybe, honestly, this isn't so good, but maybe kids love it just because they get to pie a teacher in the face, but we'll say it's because mental health.
It's a good incentive.
Yeah,
definitely.
It is a good incentive.
There was one, so Kathy Smith, who runs the Don't Do Nothing campaign, and we'll have her connection in the description if you guys want to have a fundraiser opportunity for your school. She showed that there was one school where it was, they fundraised it, and it was $1 for a piece of duct tape, and they duct taped their principal to a wall.
Oh my God,
so
that's
with
amazing.
Every dollar, you would get a long strip of duct tape and it cost every student $1, and you could duct tape to the wall. And there was like a competition between schools on like who could have the most duct tape or something like that. But it was really funny, and I really wish that there were different activities like that.
Yeah.
You know, all across the county. Mm-hmm. So I really encourage people to get involved with either grassroots or the Don't Do Nothing campaign, mm-hmm. Sources of Strength, or any form of mental health advocacy. Yeah. Which is why it's really important to make those connections with your school counselors or with school faculty, your principal, your vice principal, just to talk about mental health. Because the more we talk about it, the more important it will seem and the less stigma there will be around mental health.
Yeah.
Because the more we talk about it and the more we normalize mental health and seeking treatment and reaching out to someone, the more likely it is for someone to actually mm-hmm. take that step and do it.
Yeah. And personally, mm-hmm. like when I bring up like mental health to my friends or just like people at school, they'll be like, yeah, and like totally agree with me. Mm-hmm. But like I usually have to be the first one to bring it up. Like mm-hmm. once it's brought up, people are kind of like cool about it and want to talk about it. But like they're never going to be the ones to bring it up, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. So we're definitely taking a step in the fact that, like, people are willing to talk about it. And now, like, when they are talking about it, they're definitely passionate about it and want to mm-hmm. change. But it's, like, they don't necessarily want to be the voice to bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just kind of a lot to kind of think about at once. Like, kind of just mm-hmm. mental health kind of gets pushed to the side while you're trying to focus on school and all the other things. So if somebody brings it up, definitely you kind of actually think about what you're actually doing. You're like, oh, wait, kind of mental health is important, but normally, I feel like it doesn't really come up very often.
Right, because we all experience stress, especially you guys in high school. You have homework. You have extracurricular activities. You guys as seniors had your college applications. I remember how stressed you guys were during your internship around that time and midterms. And you guys just have so much pressure and so much, like, you don't have any free time, really. But it's really taking that step to implement one of your strengths and mm-hmm. focus on that in order to get you through these stressful periods. So, you know, going to your family for support or your positive friends, you know, practicing gratitude or mental health and just meditation or mindfulness can really help you in the midst of all of that stress. Even now, like, my friends talk more about mental health now than we did in high school. And it's really interesting to see, you know, the growth of how much we talk about it now and how much we normalize it now. And it's really great because they're really supportive of the work that I do. And then it allows me to be more open about talking about mental health mm-hmm. because they reciprocate now, which is awesome. So I hope to see that, you know, just everywhere across, mm-hmm. you know, middle schools, high schools, adults, anyone, just normalizing the topic of mental health. But in order to get that started, you know, talking to a school counselor if you want to get more involved with advocacy or sources of strength or implementing activities in your school, counselors are there to really support you, which is great. And they're really open to it. And a lot of them have this mental health background or are passionate about it. And they're also passionate about their students as well. That's why they're in the role, which is really great. So if you guys, you listeners, or have any questions about a specific topic, about sources of strength, or if there's a topic you want us to discuss for Teen Health Matters on a future episode, you can follow Teen Health Matters Instagram. It's Teen Health Matters and then an underscore. Or you can follow HOCO Strength. That's our Sources of Strength page. We have an Instagram and a Facebook. And you can see other students in the county, and you can see police officers and teachers sharing their sources of strength. It's really good because we're really getting others involved. So not only just the students, but other trusted adults in the community to, you know, build this community around mental health and just really show the support and how others are sharing their strengths. So do you guys want to add anything else about Sources of Strength or Teen Health Matters or the internship? All right, well, I want to thank everyone for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Teen Health Matters and that you guys learned a little bit more regarding mental health and suicide prevention in your community and how to get involved with Sources of Strength and mental health advocacy.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.